It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Title IX is the federal law that prohibits sex discrimination in any program of a school that receives federal funds and requires schools to respond to knowledge and reports of sex discrimination in a specific manner. But now, Point Park University is looking to go above and beyond what Title IX requires by implementing a number of proactive measures to address issues that arise on campus. I'm joined now in studio by Elizabeth Rosemeyer. She's Point Park's Assistant Director of Title IX Compliance. Elizabeth Rosemeyer, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much for having me.
And if you'd like to join the conversation, if you have a comment or question about what Point Park is doing in relation to Title IX, or just questions about Title IX itself, which goes back to, I believe, 1972.
That's correct.
The year that it was implemented, you can call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email esspgh at wesa.fm and on Twitter at esspgh. Elizabeth Rosemeyer, what new measures related to Title IX are being implemented on the Point Park campus?
Well, one thing we should talk about is a few years ago, the Department of Education, which oversees Title IX, put out some new guidelines for what universities should do. And one of the things they specifically came out and said was that sexual assault, sexual violence were forms of sex discrimination, and therefore universities needed to be prepared to respond to those reports of sexual assault or sexual violence and to support those students so that they could continue in their education. So some of the things that Point Park is doing are things that universities all over the country are doing. We're assessing our culture. We're identifying areas that are needed. We have made sure that our policies are up to date and provide provisions of protection and response to students. We have implemented a lot of additional training for our faculty, staff, and students so that they understand what our policies and procedures are, so that they know how to respond to students if they hear about a report of sexual assault or sexual violence. And also implementing a lot of new prevention programming for students so that they understand what are the different forms of sex discrimination and what they can do if they experience that.
A question that occurs to me as you answer that question is, are you finding that students are aware of what their rights are, and particularly women, with regard to what Title IX has created for them in terms of equity and legal recourse?
You know, students come to Point Park from all over the country and from all different backgrounds. And so every student that lands on our campus has different experiences and therefore different knowledge about Title IX. Some students will have never heard of it and they'll have no idea what it is. Some students will actually be quite knowledgeable of it and have had conversations either with their parents or previous education institutions about what sex discrimination includes and what their rights are and what they can expect universities to do in response to preventing sex discrimination.
And do we make the mistake, I just kind of use that pejoratively, but of assuming that these students just know, well, this is common knowledge, right? We all know this. We all know what your rights are, when in fact, maybe half of your student population has no idea about any of this.
Right. I think universities are finding all across the country that you have to start from the basic level. And if you have students who already know about it, then that's just a bonus. So all of our conversations begin with, you might have heard of Title IX, and if you did, you probably only thought it was related to athletics. That's not true. It actually protects you in all realms of your educational experience. And so we really start at the basic level with students and with faculty and staff, for that matter.
If an investigation is initiated, what is your role in it?
So I oversee the entire investigation process, from initially assessing what the report is, from assigning investigators if that's what the student decides that he or she wants to do, following through a resolution and any sanctions or disciplinary action that's given out.
What are some of the past experiences that you've had regarding Title IX, things that you can use to build up your knowledge base and pass on to students?
So there's a lot of training that is available to Title IX coordinators and individuals on university campuses that are involved with Title IX. So Point Park has been very proactive in making sure that all of our student affairs staff, anyone that's related to any Title IX investigations or training, is well trained on what the law is and how the university wants to respond to that. We also, as we begin to document and record instances of sex discrimination, we can also share that with students just to let them know what are the different forms of harassment or violence and what's the difference between dating violence and what's the definition of stalking, the whole range of discrimination that can occur.
Putting this back in the sports arena, what kind of education do you need to do for coaches? There, for years, were ways in which coaches approached athletes from a psychological standpoint, and primarily, you know, males dealing with males, male coaches dealing with male athletes, and going into that whole psychological thing of breaking them down and building them back up again with intimidation and all sorts of techniques that just may not fly today for any number of reasons. And you have that kind of old school coaches approach that still probably carries on today, particularly when you have male coaches dealing with female athletes. So what are the problems you run into there, and what are the things that you feel it's important to have coaches know about so that you don't cross the line, so that you don't find yourself violating Title IX?
I feel very fortunate that at Point Park, we have an athletic director who is very proactive in wanting to make sure that his athletes are trained in what Title IX is and they understand the facets of what is consent and make sure that they don't make missteps once they come to campus. I also had a coach a couple of weeks ago say that he wants Point Park to be the gold standard in how coaches relate to their athletes. So from that perspective, I feel like I start a little bit ahead of the game. There certainly is the mentality sometimes that, you know, well, this is locker room talk, so we've had discussions about that that's not appropriate all the time. And we've also...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but sure. How do you do that? Because, you know, there may be some athletes who are fine with it, but I'm guessing if one athlete, male or female, has a problem with what's being said or done in a practice, then it creates a department-wide and if not campus-wide situation that has to be dealt with. So you're really walking a very fine line here, aren't you? And how do you keep people on the right path?
Well, one of the things that we've done at Point Park is we have collaborated with Pittsburgh Action Against Rape, PAR, and implemented the Coaching Boys Into Men program for our men athletes. And so that's really, it's a 12-step curriculum where we talk about healthy relationships and how to be respectful to other people. And so those are the hard things to argue with. And it gets students thinking about, well, if I say this about someone that I know, is that an appropriate way to talk about women? Or if you hear someone tell an off-color joke, you know, to take responsibility to say to someone else, you know what, that's not appropriate. That's not how we want to talk about people.
And really, it's about, well, this encompasses all relationships. This encompasses straight relationships, gay relationships, and how people interact with people not only of the opposite sex, but who might have a different sexual orientation.
That's right. Most people think of Title IX as only providing protections to women, but actually that's not true. It provides protections to men and women, regardless of your gender identity.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Elizabeth Rosemeyer. She's Point Park's Assistant Director of Title IX Compliance, about how Point Park is making an effort, as are other colleges and universities, to go above and beyond the requirements of Title IX, which is now 43 years old, goes back to 1972. What are the services and reporting processes that are available to Point Park students?
Well, every incident of discrimination that's reported to Point Park will be dealt with individually because every set of facts is different. But as I tell students, you know, they have the right to report and they have the right to expect the university to respond immediately to make sure that they are safe and they get any medical or mental health attention that they need. They have the right to expect the university to assess the situation and make sure that if there is any threat on campus, that that threat is removed and so that the discrimination cannot continue. And then we also provide remedies for students. So if they feel like they need to change their housing, if they feel like they need to change their class schedule, if they feel like they need access to long-term mental health counseling, whatever that student needs to continue in their education successfully is what the university wants to provide for them.
And what is your ultimate goal here?
Our ultimate goal is culture change. We want to have a campus where sex discrimination is not tolerated. One of the things we did recently with our student affairs staff is come up with four main cultural change goals that we want all of our students to adhere to by the time they graduate. For instance, we want all of our students to engage in healthy relationships that are free from violence, free from bullying, and free from harassment. We want our students to understand what consent is and for them to know that any form of sexual activity without consent is not tolerated. We want a culture on our campus where students take responsibility for their community and where they're active bystanders. And so they don't just look out for themselves, but they're looking out for each other. And we also want our students to know how to respond compassionately if they do hear of an instance of sexual discrimination and to not engage in any sort of victim blaming.
And how much of this, let's be realistic, I mean, certainly there's concern for the students, and sitting with you, I can sense your sincerity and you know, your feelings about wanting to do what is right by the students and to serve them properly. But how much of this is also about universities looking at, you know, the way things sit and the way society is and, you know, inappropriate behavior and jokes are flying everywhere. How much of this is about universities looking at things and saying, we could get in a lot of trouble here if we are not proactive, if we don't prevent something from getting out of hand on campus?
Well, there's a difference in universities looking at the guidance from the Department of Education as we need to check off these boxes so we don't get in trouble, and looking at it from a proactive stance and saying, let's create that culture so that we prevent the discrimination from ever happening to begin with. And I think Point Park, from the senior leadership down to its individual faculty members and coaches, as we talked about before, really has that proactive view towards creating a campus that is free of sex discrimination in all its forms.
We've been talking with Elizabeth Rosemeyer. She's Point Park's Assistant Director of Title IX Compliance, about how Point Park, as well as other universities and colleges, are looking to go above and beyond simply complying with Title IX. Elizabeth Rosemeyer, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here in studio. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Coming up, we'll look at the business of apartments in Pittsburgh with our business contributor, Rebecca Harris. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.